This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Atepoti Youth Vibe Check.
Vibe Check on Youth Zone is all about the young people and youth support organisations in Dunedin.
Fortnightly Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m. hear about what's coming up around the city. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and oar.org.nz.
Kia ora, welcome back to the pod.
Assalamu alaikum.
Magandang hapon.
We have two hosts of the newest Youth Zone show with us today. So it feels like a collab in some ways.
It does feel like a collab.
Like a collab tag on Instagram.
We have Betty and Mala from Unbox Identities.
Woo! Yay!
So as we are talking about it now, you would have listened to Unbox Identities on air at 4 o'clock before this podcast releases.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
So, yeah. Back-to-back episode of Unbox Identities at that point.
Double trouble.
But really, this is a chance to hear from the hosts, you know, the behind the scenes, the things that they don't talk about on their podcast, especially on their first one. Mala and Biddy have been working really hard to get this podcast on air, and I'm really excited to bring them here to talk about all of that. So maybe if you want to introduce yourself, because you're not just the Unbox Identity host, right? There's so many parts of you. Maybe to my right, Malak, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. Assalamu alaikum. Kia ora. My name is Malak Tamimi. I am 16 years old. I live in the little wee Otipoti Dunedin, as we all know. And yeah, I'm involved in a lot of different things, including youth advocacy, mental health advocacy, and I like speech making here and there, which is very fun. And yeah, you can learn more about me on the first episode there. I'm going to leave you on a cliffhanger so you can go and watch our episode. But yeah, I'm very excited to be co-hosting the beautiful Unbox Identities with the beautiful Betty.
Hi, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. My name is Betty P. I'm 17 years old from the Tyree area. Shout out to the Tyree Youth Advisory Panel.
Woo.
Woo. About me, besides the fact that I'm a co-host for Unbox Identities, I'm also a person who is in very similar spaces as Malak is. I'm also in youth advocacy, youth leadership, and I'm very into multimedia, communications, that kind of stuff. So making graphics, making videos, photography, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
We've seen you two together for a couple of things, like the NetSafe podcast. But where did you two know each other?
Take it away, Biddy. Take it away.
Okay, I arrived here in New Zealand, in Otepoti, in 2024. And at that point in my life, I had no idea who everyone was. Yeah. So the only memorable thing to me is faces, right? Yeah. So I saw Malak's face, young Malak's face, a bus ad for Orbus, and that's for Dunedin Youth Council, if I'm right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. Like, oh, they actually have a bus campaign. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then I think it was AYD.
Yes.
It was AYD that I
Aotearoa
then saw
Youth
you.
Declaration.
Aotearoa Youth Declaration. That I saw you. And I was like, oh my God, it's the girl from the bus ad. It's the girl from the bus ad. And then I think before that as well, I saw an ad that you did. It was for the mental health. It was a mental health ad.
Yeah, it was for the Mental Health Foundation.
And I was like, oh my God, it's the same girl from the bus ad. Literally, I know Malak as the girl from the bus ad.
So you really manifested this.
Exactly. I actually did manifest this.
I find it so funny that I've known it's a girl from the bus ad, because when that bus ad happened, I was like, I hope no one associates me with this. Like, not in a bad way. I was just like, it would be so funny. Like, I feel like I'd reach my peak in life when someone knows me from an ad. And now that's happened, I was like, oh. But yeah, and after that, we've become a good friends. And we are also involved in UN Youth together and also Save the Children's Generation Hope
Roku for 2025. Shout out Save the Children.
Yes, shout out. We've given them shout out for like every episode.
Yeah,
oh
exactly.
Gosh.
Well, because they're the best. Genuinely. The noho that we had last April was so good.
Yes, it was so amazing. But yeah, that's how we know each other. Hearts.
Aww. So how did Unbox Identities came into place?
I feel like you should take this away, Malik.
Yeah, all good. I feel like for me personally, I've been, as I've said, involved in a lot of different spaces, but I never found like a space that was targeted just for young rangatahi and Aotearoa from diverse backgrounds. I just felt like there was kind of a gap there. And I've always wanted to do something about it. Like, personally, I've always had so many ideas. I just have no time to execute it or no resources or no help. And no one else that's as passionate as I am to kind of, like, bring that ideas out to life. So I guess, and from my perspective, I think after the NetSafe podcast, Biru and I were like, oh, we loved it. You know, it was awesome to do this type of stuff. Again, I did it with DYC a couple of years ago, but oh my gosh, years ago. But obviously it was a bit different with NetSafe. And then Biru was talking about the exact same thing that I was talking about. We were like, you know, our experiences sometimes do go unheard. And I was like, every time they would speak, I would be like, oh my gosh, that's so real. But then we had nowhere, but we wished that those conversations kind of like out there. So then they were like, I really want to make a podcast. And I was like, hey, Arena's forcing me to make a podcast.
I did not force you to
make a
podcast.
That's a joke, guys. Arena would never do that. But yeah, so I think that's how the idea came along. What do you want to share, Biddy?
Well, it's kind of like the same thing because when I was introducing myself in the NetSafe, like before we even recorded, I was like, oh yeah, I used to do some media stuff back home.
Yeah.
Media journalism stuff. And you, Arena, you found that very interesting. You found interested in that immediately.
Wait, tell people about that.
Oh, that? Oh, well, it's because, okay, in the Philippines, journalism is such a huge thing. Mm. Like, genuinely, they would have, like, press conferences every single year. And it's like, it progresses. There's like there's a division press conference, there's a regional, and then there's the national. And I've never gotten to the national. RIP. Mm. That's because of the school I was in.
Yeah.
So those kinds of things were always happening around me. And I didn't get to compete like directly to those kinds of competitions, but my school ran like their own press conferences and stuff.
That's
where I got my start into like journalism. And I also like before I left to go here, I was the lead for the photojournalism club in my school. Uh-huh. So I was the one who was assigning people what to do, what to cover, and what to post on our social media pages that we have in my school. So I'm very much in tuned to press. I'm in tuned to journalism and in tuned to broadcasting. Because I genuinely, like, yeah, it's just like one of the greatest things ever for me. So like,
cool.
Yeah, that's how I got into broadcasting and media. And with that, when I was here for NetSafe, I was talking about that experience and I was like, do you want to make a podcast?
Yeah, it was very wholesome. I think, and then after that, slowly we started like meeting, and I think it was quite like, we'd make a little progress, like little progress from the first meeting, but then twice that in the next one, then twice that in the next one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then eventually it came to Arena. No, we went to Arena first and she was like, you guys' ideas are everywhere. No, you need to sort it out.
Yeah.
So then we started those little meetings and then I was like, okay, we've got a solid there.
Yeah. So your solid idea was Unbox Identities. Can you explain the name? What does that mean?
Well, Unbox Identities, it's like when you first conceptualize it has like a double entendre as Malakiti. She always says double entendre, which I love that.
It's a double entendre, yet it's still paradoxical.
Ooh.
So
yeah. It's basically it's unboxing unboxing the identities.
Yeah.
And then taking them out the box that they're put in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like kind of unpacking the identities of young people in Aotearoa, and that includes like experiences, stories, and the different things that make up our identities.
Yeah.
And then obviously that's taking them out of the box in terms of you don't have to fit in the box to fit in.
Yeah.
Like oftentimes, obviously people, they've got very big stereotypes on a certain ethnic group. And I feel like, in my opinion, and you probably do feel that too, Biddy, and you too, Irina, and whoever's listening, but it's like young people often do get those stereotypes a lot because they are also young people. So there's like a double of like they're more prone to such discrimination. And I felt like with that, unboxed identities is a really good idea because we are making space for people, young people to share their own stories rather than keep other people to share them for them or the media, et cetera.
Yeah, and I feel like because we're young, the media always portrays us as these little rascals that are always up to no good. But like really, we're not like, of course, we're young and we're wild and we're free, sure. But like we're also, we also have our own things going on in our lives.
Exactly.
And we're not just those little rascals that you see on TV. We're also people. Like we have our own, like we go about our own days thinking about different stuff. We have our own cultures to partake in. We all have our different traditions to live up to or like stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
So you get to unpack all of that on your podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
And what I love about you too is because you are involved with a million things, you meet all sorts of people.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly.
So can you tell me about your interview process, the people you bring on the show?
Yeah, sure. So I think in terms of so far, like, yeah, so interview process, what we're doing now to start, obviously we've just started the podcast, so what we're doing is really utilizing our connections. So just texting friends that we're quite close to for a start and being like, hey, would you like to be in the podcast? Lol. And they're like, oh my gosh, that would be so fun. So that's kind of for the first maybe 5 to 10 episodes because we've got a good lineup of people. And then slowly going after those people who we're not that close to, but we know we have a good relationship with. And then we're going to open it up hopefully to anyone who would like to be on the podcast to submit a form and let us know. And I think, yeah, Biddy, you can go more into, you know, what the interviews look like when we are here, which will be great. Yeah.
Yeah. So our interviews while we're here, we have a structure. It's kind of like we have our quickfire segment. That's like a low light highlight of the week. And then we would go on to interview them. And our two questions is always, what is your why? What is your reason for being? And why are you on this podcast?
Yeah.
What do you want to achieve in this podcast?
Exactly. And also like what type of things they're involved in, because we believe that it's really important to kind of highlight what the young people here are doing, because sometimes the mahi that we're doing, it does go unnoticed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And and then the next thing
is
the identity wheel. Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not.
Okay, she looked behind me.
I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
I was like doing the drum roll and they were like,
Yeah.
Wait, let's do it again. 3, 2, 1. Drum roll, please.
Identity wheel. Okay, okay, mysterious. So basically the identity wheel is a online wheel that we have, and it is composed of different
components. Identity.
Yeah, it's like it has topics about religion, tradition, culture, friendships, language,
racism.
Stuff like that. And then we would spin it, and then whatever it lands on, there is a certain question that comes with it, and that's what we would ask our guest, and they would have an answer for us.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess what I personally like about the identity wheel so much is that even when we keep spinning the wheel, we always change the questions every time for the next person. Just because we're not going to like remove a complete category just because first episode that had that. We'll change the question only so we can start in a different way. But I feel like all of our conversations do kind of come to a common theme at the end. Like we were like, oh my gosh, that's so true. Like one of our podcast episodes with Shiva, like at the end we all realized how similar all our three different cultures are, which was very significant. It just shows that we're all connected and we just need that space to be created, such as this, that allows us to be more connected.
It's really cool that you get to provide the space for other rangatahi to explore their identities. But I wonder if you can talk about where you're at with understanding yourself and what your identity means to you. So, Mala, this is a really good timing, actually, because you were just at the Race Unity Awards. It's something we just do have to mention, you are sort of viral right now as well, so people do know and recognize your voice. But Mala won two awards from the Race Unity Speech Awards. But I would love to hear your experience with the awards and how that relates to your own cultural identity as well.
Yeah, of course. So thank you guys for the glaze.
Impact Award, Terai Māori Award.
Thank you. I was really privileged to have made it to the semifinals of the Race Unity Aotearoa Speech Awards. And over there, I made it also into the finals, so top six out of all of Aotearoa. Over there, I got the Tohu Eke Panuku Human Rights Commission Award for Impact, as well as the Tohu Manukura I Te Reo Māori Language Commission Award for Te Reo Māori, which both, I'm just like so grateful to have gotten both of these awards because they both mean so much to me. For the Impact Award, my goal wasn't to get that award because I didn't have a goal to what award to get. I didn't even know. I have like 10 messages, and I think Betty has seen them, of me saying to one of my friends, I'm not going to make it to the finals.
The self-doubt went crazy.
Wow. But what I meant is that my goal with the speech was to impact, was to share my story, my Palestinian story, to all people in the audience. And why I was so happy to make it to the finals is because it wasn't just going to be limited to that audience, but anyone who's going to watch the video. And for future Race Unity speeches who are wanting to make their speech, they are going to listen to mine for inspiration, and they're going to be like, wow, I can share my own story and not feel shamed. Because for me, I didn't want to share my own story. I thought it would be seen as too political, too much. That's a quote from my speech, by the way.
Sneak peek on Malakiti's speech.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned about politics because, Palestine is a political issue and somehow that relates to your cultural identity. How do you feel about all of that?
Yeah, so it's definitely an issue and a conflict, but I think two things can exist at once because people do exist and live there. And when I went back home, the media almost took me over and made me forget that my people are still alive. I dehumanized them. I would ask them questions in the interviews and be like, can you tell me more about conflict? But that's not what they wanted to answer. They wanted to tell me about the olive trees. They wanted to tell me about their cooking. They wanted to tell me about other things. They wanted to tell me about, like, my granddad, who just went on a 10-minute tangent about his childhood. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything. That's what he wants to talk about. So that's kind of how I feel about it. It's like two things do exist at once. And my goal, one Google search and you can find so much about Palestinian history and conflict, but you're not going to find it that easily about the people. You're going to actually have to dig into actual sources and look at different places, choose to look at different places if you want to see about the culture and people. So I was like, that's kind of what my goal was with the speech, to highlight that voice. And I think that's why Race Unity spoke to my identity so much, is because it gave me that space to be able to share my voice to a wider community and the people who need to hear it, as well as people who have already heard this a million times.
Aww. Yeah.
And thanks. I feel like everything's sort of happening at the same time for you, launching this podcast at the same week as, you know, just coming back.
This is really exciting. And I told everyone about the podcast, so
we got a shout out on her speech.
I talked about the podcast in my speech. I was like, I'm co-creating a podcast.
So you were already doing your networking.
Free advertising.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. What about you, Biddy? How do you feel about Billy, you know, being here in Aotearoa and with your Filipino identity?
Yeah. Well, I guess, well, I've been living in the Philippines for all my life, right? I've been there for 16 years before I even moved here. So my identity is very much grounded in Filipino culture, the Filipino identity, kabataan Pinoy. That is me. Like, and when I came here to New Zealand, it was, I didn't know how to feel because, like, I have watched so many Filipinos move away from my country because of how unstable it is, like politically, economically, that my perception that if you are a Filipino abroad, you're living the life, you're living the dream. And like when I first came here, it's like, yeah, I am. Because the public transport here, for example, even though it's like not the most reliable thing in the world, it is more reliable than back home. Mm-hmm. I will say that. the way I can travel from Mosgiel to Dunedin with just one bus and it's so efficient versus like me back home traveling from one place to another and it takes so long because of the traffic. That's a big difference that I've noticed, right? And I guess what I'm trying to say here is that I just recognize how privileged I am right now, like being here, even being here in this room talking to you guys, because in the Philippines, I don't get to talk to a lot of other people from other nationalities because the Philippines is a very monoracial country in the sense that like not a lot of the people that I have talked to are from other places of the world. It's usually like, oh, you're Filipino from another part of the Philippines. It's not like, oh, you're like Thai from Thailand who's coming to visit the Philippines or is living in the Philippines. I've never had that experience, which is like, that's like such a new thing for me, like having to like socialize with other people who aren't Filipino. That's something I've had to learn. And and also I find myself like imitating what I see in the media in terms of like, because you know how like the West portrays high school in Western countries where it's like, oh my God, there's the popular kids, then there's the geeky kids, and it's all cliques, right? And that like terrified me at the start because I was like, I do not want to be shoved in a locker. I do not want to do that. But then I eventually learned that, okay, it's just a movie. It's just another convention of the media for them to like do their storytelling, blah, blah, blah. But so like, yeah. Okay. So yeah, living here in New Zealand as a Filipino has been a very weird journey of making sure that learning how to like comparing real life to what I see in the movies and the online.
And you're still on that journey.
I am still very much on that journey. Literally, girl from the bus ad. That's literally one of the things that I'm talking about. So.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And so for the people listening, what do you hope Unbox Identities would bring for them?
Wow, no one's ever asked us that question before in the last two weeks
of
us
having this podcast.
So I think let's start off with the people that are going to be in this room. For them, I just want them to feel heard and known that their experiences are worth sharing. Because I feel that sounds like such a cliche and like niche, like normal thing to say, but it's like for me being able to have given a space. So for example, Race Unity to give my speech, that means the world to me, and especially that's going to be broadcasted. It's for other people, so just to give that feeling to someone else in this room will be very significant. But also whoever's hearing them be like, oh my gosh, that's a real. Oh my gosh, that's a real. Like whenever we're speaking in the podcast, they'll be like, oh my gosh, I relate to this. And I think that's like the goal. I hope they just feel like they belong. They belong.
Yeah. And I feel like you don't, like to be a guest on our show, you don't need to be super accomplished. You don't need to have behind your back. You don't need to be like doing all a million things all at once, you know? You can just be a simple student from some school, and we can talk about your experience.
If you just have a story that you want to share, you can be on Unbox Identities.
And like everyone always has at least one story to share.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, I truly believe that.
And I think something about our podcast, sorry, I'll let you continue your thing.
Yeah.
But like something about our podcast is we try to cater our questions to the person.
Yeah.
Like we're starting to try that because obviously every person is different. Not everyone wants to dive into their identities as deeply as other people. So, yeah.
Yeah, and like another thing that I want people to take away from our podcast is like representation, because we're here, diverse ethnic rangatahi are here to share our story, share our lived experience, and it's not a bad thing that should be seen as controversial, you know?
100%.
And like, and I feel like that representation in the media is really important, because it makes our experiences more grounded, and it gives people less room to stereotype us. And that's like, and I feel like that is very important, because as I have learned with me stereotyping people before I even came here, and then coming here, it's like, oh, wait, they're not the stereotypes that I believed in before. You know, I feel like that is such an important thing that people need to learn. And I feel like learning it from young people specifically is even more helpful, because we're going to be the next generation of people that they're going to talk to every day.
So Unbox Identities is on ORFM, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, both of you. And we're so excited.
Yay, thank you guys. Assalamu alaikum.
Ba'alam.
Atepoti Youth, Vibe Check.
Vibe Check on Youth Zone is all about the young people and youth support organizations in Dunedin.
Fortnightly Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m. hear about what's coming up around the city. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.